I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bed room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a...
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin,
a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It is primary day in South Carolina, where former President Donald Trump is looking to put away former Republican Governor Nikki Haley. ABC's Rachel Scott's in Charleston.
Trump has barely campaigned here, only touching down in the final hours, but polls show he's still leading Haley by 30 points. This is Haley's home turf. She was elected governor twice, and Sheehan says she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden in November.
The former president came out Friday in support of IVF treatment. Democrats, though, say he's the reason the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos are people, which led health systems in the state to pause IVF treatments. There are commemorations in Ukraine today marking 2 years since Russia invaded and the war began. Anniversary comes amid an uncertain future for Western aid to the country. And Pope Francis canceled audiences today. The Vatican says he has a light flu. This is ABC News. For the first time since 1972, a U.S.-built lunar lander is on the surface of the moon. Odysseus was built by a private company, which says it's there and it's communicating, but there is one issue.
Odysseus landed as planned near the south pole of the moon. One hiccup, though, when it landed, its foot got stuck and it tipped over onto its side, and it stuck tipped over. Steve Ultimus, the CEO of Intuitive Machines, which built Odysseus, says it's still a success.
The majority of our payloads are all in view, and we are collecting science, and we've collected science along the way.
He says the solar arrays are still facing the sun, and the batteries are at 100%. Soon they plan to send back photos from the moon. Alex Stone, ABC. News.
United Airlines followed American in announcing higher costs for checking bags. Beginning today, economy passengers on domestic flights will be charged $5 more, $35 if they pay for it at least 24 hours before the flight, $40 after that. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for classic rock and roll hits on Saturday night following high school sports coverage. Those were the days. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s will come your way with some great hits. As always, we've been here since 1986, and we hope to keep on keeping on. Those Were the Days is sponsored by A&W Boscobel, along with Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales and Center Cinema Twins, Turbos in Hub City, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Jay's Power Center. Join the radio fun until the midnight hours Saturday night. It's WRCO's Those Were the Days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Meteorologist Alex Winter calling for mostly sunny, then clouds by evening. A bit breezy today, a high at 40. Variably cloudy tonight, will drop down to 30. On Sunday, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer, a high of 54. Sunday night, mostly clear and quiet, a low near 30. Monday, mostly sunny, windy, incredibly warm, 63. Even warmer on Tuesday, 64. Wednesday, our high is just 29. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend
Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Settle me down, I couldn't change my point of view. I got a lady in red at the back of my head, but the woman in white is you. Do you wanna be the only one? Fade away in the morning sun. I could love you all of my life. You are my wife. Haven't I let you know?
We don't need no buried treasure, no. Treasure, we don't need it. We don't stand on ceremony, but life is phony in spite of it.
You can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
We don't need no buried treasure. I still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you in my soul. It's a long way down and you gotta get up. You gotta figure on a master plan. You couldn't do it if you don't get ready. You'll be beaten by the other man. Do you wanna be the last one in? Play the game but you just don't win. I can see me making you cry, saying goodbye, but I can never let you go.
Don't need no buried treasure, no buried treasure, we don't need it. We don't stand on ceremony, but life is phony in spite of it.
You can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
We don't need no buried treasure, I still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you.
Still got you in my soul. Nobody doesn't need anybody when the good times turn away. I don't wanna be the lonely one, fade away in the evening sun. I could love you all of my life. You are my wife. Haven't I told you so?
We don't need no buried treasure, no buried treasure. We don't need.
That's Kenny Rogers at 7:09, heading to a look at this week in entertainment history.
Walked downtown in my broke down shoes to the side street pub with the bar band blues. Take a back seat at the front door table. Order me a bud and a shot of Black Label. Close this place down once again. Sitting here wishing you'd walk right in. Down my shot. Shoot my bit. I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here. It's a short, short walk down to my second home. But that boulevard gets longer when you're walking back alone. And I don't know where you might be. Wherever it is, it'll be with you. yourself. Cause if you don't know where you're going, you might end up somewhere else. Kicking off my shoes, stumbling through the front door, knowing too well the kind of night I'm in. Four cups got beat again on SportsCenter. My bedroom's cold as my TV dinner. One more cigarette and I'll kill the light. And I lay there wishing you were sleeping by my side. I don't know where you might be, wherever it is, it'll be without me. Keep thinking I'll come home one day and find you. Long as I got that front porch light shining like a beacon in the night, I know I can make it home all by myself. Cause if you don't know where you're going, you might end up somewhere else. Keep thinking I'll come home one day and find you. Long as I got that front porch light shining like a beacon in the night, I know I can make it home all by myself. Cause if you don't know where you're going, might end up somewhere else. Somewhere else. Up somewhere else. Somewhere else. Hey.
Ha! Weekday mornings at 7:20.
It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw. Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. Reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. She kept it short and sweet.
says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Your 7 o'clock Star Spangled Celebration memory.
Goodbye says it all.
Blackhawk, goodbye says it all. And if Frida's gonna go, we better say goodbye to her as well.
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. Her daddy is a doctor, mother is a debutante, pillars of society. Living in a mansion somewhere in the country, say she is too good for me. Frida is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Frida never does do what she doesn't want to. Frida never has to pay. Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. Freedom is her nature, running all around the town. Everybody wants to and everybody tries to, but nobody can hold her down. Frida is so kind and Frida is so gentle, love her little sexy ways. Frida, what would you do if I said I love you? Frida, would you run away? Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. Frida comes, yeah. Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
Weekend Wake Up.
My brother Adam plays the best country, and I should know because I'm from the South.
Weekend Wake Up.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Of a good red wine. See, I save my money like a man with a plan, just to get these toes in the sand. Southbound 75, kicking in my little silver bullet ride. For now I'll just close my eyes while I leave it all behind. But wait, at the state line with the heat of the sunshine. Let me cleanse my soul in the Gulf of Mexico, away from the cold winds. Head south with some old friends. Gonna find some place to lay this body down. Give me calm waters and a fishing pole. Take me to a mangrove fishing hole. I can almost smell the oil burning off my skin. Though it's 80 in the shade in my hometown, lots of family and friends around. So you're only as good as the drink that you had last night.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
It's time for This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Say hello to my little friend!
I think we better split up.
Good idea.
Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
100.9.
Celebrities born this week include the late Stephen Hill from 1922. He starred in Law & Order, also had starring roles in Mission Impossible and Legal Eagles. In 1916, Mutual Studios signed Charlie Chaplin to a film contract. In 1940, the New York Rangers and the Montreal Canadiens played in the first hockey game to be televised in the U.S. The game was aired on W2 WBS in New York City with one camera in a fixed position. The Rangers beat the Canadiens 6-2. And in 1980, NBC premiered the movie Harper Valley PTA. On this date in 1980, Dominic Chianese, an actor from The Sopranos, was born in 1931. Every child from the 1980s and 90s should remember this one. In 1992, on this date, Wayne's World opened in U.S. theaters.
My name is Wayne Campbell. This is my best friend, Garth Elgar.
Hi.
But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary. Something big, something mega, something copious, something capacious, something kajunga. But I'll probably end up working at Great America.
Other birthdays include Karen Grassel from The Little House on the Prairie, born in 1944. In 1992, Tracy Gold began working on the set of Growing Pains again. She had left the show due to her battle with anorexia. And in 1997, NBC aired Schindler's List. It was completely uncensored. Other celebrity birthdays include Paula Zahn, Tia Leone, Billy Zane, Sean Astin, and Rashida Jones from The Office and Parks and Recreation. Rashida born this week in 1976. And that's a look at this week in entertainment history on Country and Community, WRCO-FM. And now, today's Rabbit Ears Memory on WRCO-FM.
Giving the old PTA the what for this morning.
The Harper Valley
PTA.
We're currently at 13 degrees at the resort, 15 in town at 732. Birthdays and anniversaries are on the way next.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunt's Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Well, you know what time it is. We do it each and every Saturday right here on the radio. Time to see who is celebrating birthdays and anniversaries sponsored each and every day by those great folks at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
And the next time you're down at the Shoebox getting your boots, shoes, or socks, tell them Adam from WRCO sent you. And, of course, thanks for sponsoring all the great birthdays and anniversaries, including happy 85th birthday to Sally Shannon, with love from Merriman, Sue, Eric, Hillary, and Natalie. Happy 85th birthday to Sally from the Pleasant Ridge Church Association. We can also let you know that we have Sally Shannon a birthday wish today, that from Kay this morning. Happy birthday wishes to Michelle Pickman today from Elmer. Elmer wishing Michelle a great day. From the old birthday club, we can let you know that Chad Pauls is celebrating. Grandpa, Grandma, we have Mom and Kalia on there as well. Happy birthday to Chad. Happy birthday wishes to Margo Solchenberger. And Margo, Kathy wanted to wish you the best today. LaVilla Smith is celebrating birthday number 90 from Kip, Jana, Monty, Lori, and the families. Charlene Stednitka, your birthday came and went. Here's the wish we should have sent from Sam and Lori Draves. That may be one of the better belated birthday wishes I've seen going out to Charlene this morning. Happy birthday wishes to Reese Gaston, Emma Hillesheim, and an anniversary wish for Laverne and Mary Miller from the Bloom City Town Crier. Courtney Sieberson makes the Richland Center Free Methodist Church list today. Jacqueline Cook is on the Richland Primary School from Schwint Woodland Hills. It's Pamela Panos celebrating. And from the Little Willow Birthday Club, Jennifer Cloud, Beverly Lau, Sue Peterson, Shelley Stibbe, and Travis Clary. From the Muscadet Blue River and the Vocal Lions Club, Vi Smith, Ronan Pospicol, along with Eli Aris and Meredith Hammersback, all celebrating. And birthday wishes today for Cole Dieter, Cheryl Kylie, Sophia Ringelstetter, Chris Fink, Travis Clary, and Brian McCarthy. And an anniversary to tell you about for Tom and Elizabeth Schauer from the Richland Center Lions Club. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM and our journey to 745 in news with Caitlin O'Connell.
Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along, I knew I'd lose you. Though I pray in your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. Alone in your heart, please just remember.
Yeah, it's right or wrong.
Wrong, I'm still in love.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. King George for your Saturday.
WRCO.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Research science has changed over the years on how to lose weight and be healthier. Are you eating and exercising the same amount but gaining weight? Do you count calories and are still gaining weight? Is losing weight getting harder as you get older? Simon's Recreation Complex will be hosting a four-week session that will discuss the building blocks for a healthy lifestyle. Each session will include a time for questions and answers and a 5 to 10 minute meditation. Denise Linz will present current research on how to lose body fat, gain muscle, and reduce stress. Join us on Thursday, February 29th for the first of four consecutive Thursday sessions at 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. The session will also be available online with Zoom. Cost for all four sessions is only $10. Start today to take back your health. Learn the science behind why we as a society are gaining weight and are less healthy. Knowledge is the key. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 for more information.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 720. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in raw.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at 16 degrees. This news update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly sunny, some clouds moving in by evening, a bit breezy, very seasonable with a high near 40, variably cloudy, 30 tonight, 54 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Monday, sunshine, incredibly warm, 63, even warmer Tuesday, near record warmth, maybe some rain or snow overnight into Wednesday, Tuesday's high of 64, rapidly falling temperatures into the late afternoon and early evening. Overnight, we're looking for a low of 16 into Wednesday, and then our midweek high just at 29 before we rebound. We're up one from our morning low of 15. We have just a few high clouds, and we're at 16 degrees.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, February 24th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A plane crashed near the Richland Center Municipal Airport in Sextonville on Thursday night. The Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call around 6:05 regarding the crash near County Highway BA, north of the airport's runway. The plane was located in a field off of County Highway BA, just north of Nebraska Hollow Road. Richland County Sheriff's deputies and emergency personnel arrived on scene to assist in the extraction of the victim from the airplane, Mark Bannon, 54, of Spring Green. UW MedFlight was contacted and transported Mark Bannon to the UW Health University Hospital for his injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board has been contacted. The search for a 3-year-old Elijah View of Two Rivers continues today. Two Rivers police confirmed that landfills and rivers are part of the search. In the meantime, two adults have been charged in connection with his disappearance. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, 31 of Wisconsin Dells, is being held on a charge of party to the crime of child neglect on a $15,000 bond with the conditions of no contact with the co-defendant and no contact with any children under the age of 18. Jesse Vang, 39 of Two Rivers, is being held on a charge of child neglect. Bond was set at $20,000 with the conditions of no contact with the co-defendant, no contact with any children under the age of 18, and absolute sobriety. Both are due back in court on Monday. The search for Elijah continues by law enforcement and many concerned citizens. Thursday, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bipartisan measure to ensure the safety of children. The PRINCE Act aims to address gaps in current requirements for Amber Alerts. The bill is named after Prince McCree, who was reported missing last October. After an Amber Alert requested by Milwaukee police was never issued, the 5-year-old boy's body was found in a Milwaukee dumpster a day later. The new alert would go out for children who cannot return home without help or if the child is younger than 10 years. Madison State Representative Sheila Stubbs.
When their safety is endangered, our children deserve to be searched for as immediately and as thoroughly as possible.
The bill was also inspired by the 2022 disappearance of 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls and was later found dead. After receiving prior approval by the Wisconsin Senate, the bill now goes to Governor Tony Evers' desk. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission is recommending that state prosecutors file felony charges against a fundraising committee for former President Donald Trump and a Republican state lawmaker related to an effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Ethics Commission provided documents on Friday showing that it referred the alleged violations to several county prosecutors on Tuesday. The commission alleges that Trump's committee and State Representative Janelle Branchen, a Trump ally, conspired in a scheme to evade campaign finance laws to support the Republican primary challenger to Voss in 2022. Voss angered Trump after he fired a former state Supreme Court justice whom Voss had hired to investigate Trump's allegations of fraud in the 2020 presidential election. It will be a bone-chilling day in Casanova today. It's the 24th annual Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge in support of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination and the American Cancer Society.
If you're a jumper and you get pledges, you can delineate which you want it to be gold for. You can put it toward the American Cancer Society, Grace, or you can split it between the two. And then after we take that out, the money that's left over, we divide 85% goes to Grace, 15% goes to the American Cancer Society.
From its humble beginnings, the Polar Bear Plunge has continued to grow into a large community-supported fundraiser to support both organizations as residents of the Casanova area are covered by both. Doors to the Casanova Community Center will be open early for you to come in and look around at your leisure. Check out the live auction items, silent auction items, raffle items, and bake sale. Food and refreshments will also be available for purchase. The live auction will begin at 11:30 and activities moving to the lake at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Applications for the 2024 Specialty Crop Block Grants are due this coming Tuesday by 5 o'clock to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Applications may involve collaborations or partnerships between entities. Eligible projects focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, and market development. Typical projects receive between $10,000 and $100,000. DECAB will use a competitive review process to select qualified projects. Selected projects will be included in Wisconsin's state plan, which is submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for approval and funding. Projects can receive grant funds for up to 3 years in duration. Eligible project expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. Grant information and application materials, including a video detailing the application process, are available on the DACAP website. The Wisconsin State Assembly has approved legislation to bar hunters in northern Wisconsin from killing any does for the next 4 years. The bill is meant to allow the northern herd to build back up after a slower-than-usual hunting season. Department of Natural Resources officials say hunters killed about 15% fewer bucks and nearly 30% fewer does. Under the bill, children 16 years or younger would be allowed to kill a buck or doe, but would only be allowed to kill one. The bill goes to the state Senate next. The number of Wisconsin residents who have received speeding tickets is nearly double the national average. A new report from the insurance comparison shopping website Insurify reports that the Badger State and Ohio each received 7.8% of its drivers reporting at least one speeding violation on their record. Both states are surpassed by only North Dakota at 8.7%. The national average is 4.1%. The website adds that the Wisconsin State Patrol issued 1,100 speeding tickets in 2022 for going more than 100 miles per hour, up from 583 in 2019. An arrest has been made for a pair of bank robberies in the Madison area. Madison police say the 38-year-old woman is suspected of robbing an Associated Bank in Fitchburg and attempting to rob an Old National Bank on Madison's south side. Those robberies happened within an hour of each other on Wednesday. The woman was caught on Thursday in the town of Dunn after a police chase that damaged a pair of squad cars. The woman has not been named, but charges of robbery, eluding police, and recklessly endangering safety are pending. And a Minnesota man has been convicted of a 2005 sexual assault in Madison. A jury found 42-year-old Addison Yang guilty of three charges of first-degree sexual assault on Thursday. The case stems from October of 2005, when Yang forced a woman off a Madison bike path at knife point and assaulted her. He was arrested last year after DNA evidence tied him to the attack. No sentencing date has been set.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Saturday, February 24th. Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84 of Laval, died on Tuesday. Funeral services will be held today at 11:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery following the service. Friends may call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church today from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11:30. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died February 15th at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held today at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok. Burial will be in the Pine Eden Cemetery in Waniwok. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwok American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home today from 10 until the time of the service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at the Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 4 o'clock at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Of Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. William Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Sunday from 2 until 5 o'clock. Memorials may be made to the family. Of Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89 of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77 of Muscadet, died on February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Robert Rinflish, 77 of Muscadet. Lucille L. Gauger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, March 2nd, at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church on Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 until the time of the service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. For Lucille L. Gauger, 87 of Endeavor, and formerly of Blue River.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Polls are open in South Carolina for today's Republican primary. ABC's Rachel Scott's in Charleston and says former President Trump leads former Governor Nikki Haley in the polls.
So in all but one primary since 1980, the Republican who wins here in South Carolina